This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mook Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mook Delivery, like McKenna, brings a top-tier lineup. With Leif Davis-esque delivery right to your door, you'll always be winning with Mook Delivery. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
For the first time since the 18-19 season, Ipswich Town are in the third round of the FA Cup after a drama-free second-round win. This is the Blue Monday podcast. Hello and welcome to the Blue Monday podcast discussing Ipswich Town up or down since 2015. I'm Richard Woodard and this is the flagship show. We're available live every Sunday evening on YouTube, Twitter and Facebook and available on podcast shortly afterwards. And joining me to talk through all of Sunday evening's action, Joe Fares, David Diamond. Gentlemen, how are you? We'll start with Joe. How are you?
Yeah, good. Nice to be in the third round of the FA Cup, isn't it?
It's weird, isn't it?
A draw to look forward to on a Monday evening.
Yeah, well, we can debate that. So as we mentioned before, we are live tonight. So our two questions for the chat, I guess. Well, yeah, two questions for the chat. One is good draw. What is a good draw for you personally? And what is a crap draw? What is a crap draw? Which is the one that we'll no doubt get, Dave, eh?
Yeah, probably invariably, mate.
We'll see. But yeah, very, very uneventful, I should say, passage to the third round, unlike previous.
Yeah, I think
we've not made it in previous seasons, have we? So
we sat together tonight, very nice seats as well, weren't they? Very good seats there. And I think we both said at the end that 4-0 was quite a nice result for both. So it was an adequate performance, an adequate 4-0 for us, and a not too embarrassing walloping for them, really.
Correct. Well, we'll talk more about that in a second. Let's go to the chat. Evening to Jules. I've missed a few live podcasts, so I thought I'd get in early. First one off the mark, Jules, with the chat. Looking forward to the third round draw.
Can I just add something?
Just don't let Jules book the supporters coach to the away tie.
No, not that. Also, Jules, mate, Norwich away. What are you going to do? Is it going to be a Jules Who's comeback for Norwich away? Oh, can you imagine?
No way. It's funny because that debate is being had in my WhatsApp group about ITFC women as well. More on them shortly as well. Evening to Charlie. Looking forward to Fleetwood away. Third round.
Exactly, you know, what you and I said as we walked away from the ground. Wasn't it? Exactly.
Is that a good or a crap draw, Charlie? That's the question for you. FPL Tractor, good evening all. As this is post-watershed, are we allowed to say naughty words like clot? Well, not if GB's here.
Hey, Matt, wash your mouth.
Yeah, Matt Macon.
Exactly, wash your mouth.
Doing the job for us. Evening to Matt, good to have you with us. Disgraceful FPL, there you go. I'll have nightmares of 1975 now. Evening, Alex. Nice to be on the live chat after so many missed ones. Yeah, great to have you with us. Romeo doing my job for me. Yeah, we want to hear from you, Romeo. Tell us a good draw, a crap draw. Good evening from Adam Flatt. Evening to David. Evening to Tony. Mullet's got a Wembley hotel booked already. Championes. Good for you. The elite team. Rich, DD, and Joe. Scummers away. There you go. Pleased to say I got in the game tonight and didn't get arrested after Tuesday. Well, Gary, you need to let us know what happened on Tuesday now.
Yeah,
Danny Cowley. Incident, wasn't it?
Oh, okay. One for the Telegram group, was it? Maybe. Okay. Let's talk through. Yeah, we'll come back to your thoughts on good and bad ties in a bit. It's been a weekend of FA Cup success, Joe, starting with the under-18s in the Youth Cup.
Yeah, they played Bromley yesterday, Bromley away, and I think they've got quite a nice setup down there. They'd made a big deal of the game. But we got, I think they had an open day in the morning and had people stay along to watch the youth team game there, but we beat them 2-1. There was first goal, Ash Boatswain in the first half put us 1-0 up, and then they equalised before the break, and a late, really good goal by Finn Barbrook to make it 2-1. Not worth picking out on YouTube if you can find it. I think it's on the club's Twitter feed. And we go into the tie, into the third round draw, where we know who we're playing, and that's an away tie at Huddersfield Town. So the fellow Category 2 academy. So
I was going
to
say,
a side that we know well, but one that we probably need to put a stronger team out than what we have done in the last two rounds, where sort of certain players have missed games where they probably could have played because they've been on sort of first team duty or squad duty from there.
Yeah, maybe more on that as well later on as well, I'm sure. Any chance of a familiar face in the opposition lineup, Joe?
No, he's much too old for that, I think.
Much too old for that. Okay, good stuff. And moving things to straight up to date, just ahead of the men's FA Cup success against Buxton, ITFC Women booked their place in the third round yet again, seeing off London Seaward 3-0 in a very dominant win. Could have been a lot more. A brace for Friends of Blue Monday sponsored Lucy O'Brien, including a crack of her second goal. Low, firm, long-range shot right in the corner. Eloise King's completed the scoring. And the prize money's ratcheted up quite a lot this season. So third round, 10 grand for the winners of a third round FA Cup tie in the women's. I know it's not much to sniff at, I know, in comparison to the men's, but yeah, Tanner made 14 grand so far in prize money of getting through to the third round. So we'll be looking for a interesting tie. Ties played on the 11th of December. The draw's made tomorrow. And I think it's still regionalised, but championship teams join at this stage, and then it's WSL for the fourth round. And then I'm pretty certain it's not regionalised at that point. So good on the women, setting the standard early doors. And that brings us on to Buxton, gentlemen. And we'll, I think this lineup, well, I'll get your views on the lineup. I'll put it on the screen now. I guess knowing what we know now about who wasn't involved in the squad, namely Panucci, Camera, and who else was missing as well, that we were expecting, Greg Lee as well. Little bit disappointing news there, guys. Do we not deal with that? Who wants to talk about injuries?
Yeah, well,
kicked off something in the Telegram group, so yeah.
Yeah, well, McKenna's confirmed that basically Kamara didn't feel right during the game, did he, on Tuesday? And I didn't think he looked right. He just seemed sluggish at times, and similar to Dominic Ball when he played away at Bracknell, wasn't it, where he just didn't look right all game. And then Greg Lee, I think, got through the game okay, but in training on Thursday has felt his groin, which is a similar area to where his leg break was or his leg fracture was, and he's now had been sent for a scan as well. But no, it doesn't sound good. And when we thought we were getting two more back into what was an already injury hit squad, it seems like, no, we haven't got either of those back. And it's now still, I know it only feels like we've got maybe 15 outfielders fit at the moment. I think if we were to play the game where we think we're going to play on Saturday, you're going to be very close to having Xander Ziza or Albi Armin or Tawanda Torreira on the bench, I think.
Yeah.
Well, Friday, sorry.
I guess the positive news is that Gassan Ahadmay, Dave, was fit to start.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, as Joe said, just disappointing, because it's seemingly, as McKenna said, they're sort of, maybe not reoccurrences, but they're feeling their old injuries, which is a concern, isn't it? But yeah, good to see you had me back and get a first start. That's good.
And otherwise, a really strong lineup, really, isn't it? Keo in for Wolfenden, but that's pretty much, and Hadley as well. But
yeah. When you think of some of our starting lineups in cup competitions in recent years, yeah, it's a pleasant change. But as Joe said, you know, you're looking at the squad, and I'll say little option, but yeah, you know, that's it is starting to look a bit thin. As McKenna said, you know, there wasn't a game. This weekend's game is not a game till Friday. So, you know, you're better off playing rather than fit players, rather than training. But
you've got Freddie Ladapo and Janoi Donatian, who just sound like they missed a game through precautions, so they're actually going to be okay together.
Niggles, aren't they? Yeah.
But Joe, I guess maybe out of necessity, presumably you were pleased to see Albie Armin, Tawanda Torreira, Edwin Agbaji, Xander Saziba and Matt Ward all on the bench. And
yeah,
a chunk of them got minutes as well, didn't they?
Yeah, no, it's one of those ones where you just thought, oh, they've got a big opportunity here to get some minutes here, because this is, when you look at the starting team, it's a side that should get into the lead early on, and then you can sort of make changes when you're hopefully sort of 3-0 up. But as it turned out, I think Leif Davis obviously went off at half-time and gave Albie Armin the whole second half, and as did Cameron Humphreys, who's played a lot of football, giving Tawanda Torreira the whole second half. So they were obviously pre-planned substitutions, I think, because I'd say at 2-0, the game was far from won, wasn't it? I think you come out and they nick a goal and all of a sudden it's a totally open game. But
dangerous scoreline, as we know.
Just wanted to... obviously McKenna just wanted to give those guys some minutes and give them a reward for their previous performance. And like I say, when Torreira played against Cambridge, he was very unlucky that we had that early yellow card, and he ended up just having to play out, early red card for Edwards, and he ended up having to play out wide, where today he played a much deeper role than what he normally does. He normally plays up in as a 10, but he sort of sat quite deep in midfield today.
I thought they both did well second half. I thought they both looked really neat and tidy, did really well.
Yep. Dave, presumably you were gutted that Josh Granit?
Josh Granit. Can't believe it. Yeah,
well, for the bench.
Oh, man, our friend Tommy, the assistant manager, did say on Wednesday that he was sort of doubtful and he was sort of touch and go whether he was going to when he was going to play, and he's a skipper as well, which I didn't fully appreciate back then. But yeah, we didn't get to see Josh Granit, unfortunately.
And We'll split the game in two, because Joe, you were sat with the best view of the first half goals, and Dave for the second. It took us a while, Joe, to get in the front, but it was a bombardment from the wings, wasn't it, throughout?
Yeah, there's a lot of crosses coming in, and at times it felt like we were crossing from quite poor positions, where sort of getting them in too early rather than either giving them enough time to set and not getting the ball in early enough, or not getting far enough down to the byline to put a cut back in. So we did that, and there was a hell of a lot of sort of half chance from there. I think I looked up, Ghassan Hadmi had six headers at goal tonight, and a lot of them were in the first half. I think four were in the first half, and then the one where he hits the post in the second half. But those there, and then the first goal does come from a cross. Surprise, surprise! And it's Burns who sort of gets away, has a bit of room, and pulls out a really early ball to Chaplin, who just sort of drops off the sort of defensive line. And it's a typical Connor Chaplin goal, isn't it? One touch, bang, back of the net, past the keeper before he can move. Just a really good finish, isn't it? But the sort of goal you associate with him, isn't it?
He's just a good finisher, isn't he? I mean, Rich said, didn't we, that it was reminiscent of Messi's goal against Mexico. It was exactly the same, really, wasn't it? Just gets it out of the
screen.
Yeah, just, we half volleyed it. I think it's a great finish. He's a good finisher.
And after, you know, we've talked about, you know, he set such high standards early on in the season, and the goal scoring form had kind of dipped off a little bit. Great for him to get, and we said brace tonight, isn't it? We'll talk about the second, which is even better goal second half, but great for him to get that confidence, Dave, right?
Oh yeah, very much. Yeah, very much so. Yeah,
we're gonna need him with.
And McKenna again. Style. McKenna said exactly the same post match about Chaplin. Yeah, hadn't scored for a desperate to score, and yeah, two tonight.
And the second comes within 5 minutes, Joe, and I guess the crosses worked, didn't they? And it's the first goal for Hadmi.
Yeah, and again, Chaplin's involved in this one as well, isn't he? Sort of picks the ball up and sees Edwards making that run in behind, and just lifts it through to him. And Edwards sort of has a chance to cross it, but takes it further to the byline and just dinks it across. And from where I looked at first, it looked like it was going in, and Hadmi just sort of takes it off the goal line. But when you actually look, it's more of a cross, and Hadmi does need to be there, and just striker's instinct gets there and bundles it into the back of the net. Sadly for him, he gets both his boots caught in the net, so he can't run off and celebrate, and has to have, I think it was Connor Chaplin, help get his feet disconnected from the net before he can celebrate. But no, this is what you want as a striker in the a goal, isn't it? Like, they're the sort of things that just get you confidence, get you flowing, and we need it. We need Ghassan Hadmi to contribute over the next 6 to 8 weeks, and him scoring a goal is just what he needed.
Yeah, even to Dave, who's mentioned the link-up between Burns and Chaplin, and Chaplin mentioned this in his post-match as well. And that understanding, as Dave says, it was really key for that goal, wasn't it, as well, that first goal.
Yeah.
2-0, as we said, Dave, kind of a dangerous scoreline. But what was your impression of the first half? I mean, professional job, isn't it, throughout?
It's a professional job. You know, it gets to the half hour and anyone was particularly getting nervous, because I think we saw what happened perhaps in Bracknell away. Okay, they're a step higher, but you saw that, yeah, they were not pressing, they were defending in numbers, and we were stretching the game quite a lot, weren't we? So, you thought that, the longer the game went on, that they were eventually going to concede. So, yeah, half-time, 2-0. Any glaring misses? Not that I can really remember,
Hit the bar, didn't we, as well? Both halves, didn't we?
Humphreys hit the woodwork, didn't he?
But, yeah, it was a nice effort.
Yeah, other than that, fairly comfortable. Hence, one or two changes at half time.
Yeah. Keep your thoughts and questions coming into the chat. I can see them coming in. That's great. We'll come to those when we dealt with the second half. We also want to hear your good or your desired third round ties and your crap third round ties as well. Joe, we've mentioned it already. Good to see Albie Armin and Twanda Torreira start the second half. It's 45 minutes. And, Buxton are a complex opponent, right? They were going to get in our faces, weren't they? It's a big game for them. They didn't park the bus, did they? As far, they were hemmed in by us. But useful experience from your perspective.
Yeah, definitely. They just need minutes in that first team environment, don't they? The young players, and that's what they can do. And like I say, I've just sat here with a pen and paper, written down the squad of where we are at the moment. And
okay, we'll come to that then.
And you look at it, and we are going to, over the next few weeks, we are going to have these players needing to contribute in first team games for us. Albie Armin, Tawanda Torreira, Xander Ziesba, they're probably the three. I think Jules mentioned about who will be the next regular first team players. It's hard to know, but those three are going to need to be in and around this first team squad over the next few weeks, aren't they?
So Romeo Chuera jumped the queue for me tonight. Impressed, looked a better option to Ziesba. What position would you expect Chuera? What's his best position in your
I'd say Chuera is sort of a very much an attacking midfielder, sort of a 10, but he can play in that deeper role as he showed today, where Ziesba can play those roles. But I think he's more of a sort of a winger, a wide player, sort of an inside forward, somebody that likes to cut inside. So I think if you want someone with more legs, getting up and down the flanks, covering their man, attacking through the side bits, Ziesba is your man. And if you want someone on getting on the ball more and being more of a ball player in the middle of the park, then Torreira is your man.
Yeah, here's Tony's assessment. He glides, says Tony, really confident on the ball, happy to have a dig, rolled defenders well. Probably Dave got that booking, didn't he, right in front of us, and that maybe unsettled him a little bit as well, perhaps.
A little bit.
It was a bit harsh, wasn't it, that one?
Yeah, it was, but he stuck at it, didn't he? And I thought he had a nice little understanding there with Edwards. The more he got into the game, I thought him and Edwards had really one or two little nice combinations down the left-hand side there.
Is David's. Chuera has been class in the under-21s for a while. Lovely right foot curled shot in off the post very regularly. Skied a similar attempt.
Yeah, it just
didn't really work for him tonight. Yeah.
And I'm sure David would agree on the comment where I think Kieran Dyer said last year he's a player that he'd have looked to get involved. And not so much starting every game, but he's a player that if you need a goal with like 15, 20 minutes to go, someone you can stick on, because he's someone that scores goals, even from when we played Dartford in the first pre-season friendly last year and we win 1-0, who scores the goal? Torreira with a ridiculous sort of curl shot from the edge of the box. He did the same against Needham Market the following week. And I think against in the under-23s league, he got about 12, 13 goals in about 16, 17 games from that sort of attacking midfield role. And I imagine well over half of them were shots from outside the box. And sometimes we do struggle to break teams down, and he might be that sort of little X factor, someone that you can bring on and they're going to have a couple of digs at goal. And sometimes that's what you need, isn't it? When we're trying to work it, someone just to pull the trigger.
Yep. Totally agree with that. David's at it again. What a generous contribution, David. We thank you. Please don't feel like you need to keep doing it, but we appreciate it so much. So thank you for your generosity there, David. If you want to do likewise, you can do so through YouTube Super Chat. We appreciate that. But otherwise, if you are enjoying watching, a thumbs up is all we ask of you. Just help nudge us up the YouTube algorithms and subscribe if you haven't already. Talk to us about the second half then, David. that third goal just to kill things off was so important, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were doing okay, really. As Joe said earlier, had a header, that quite a decent header, just glanced across the keeper, came off the post, a little bit unlucky there. This goal's just a fantastic finish. I think the ball was sort of chipped into the box. It's headed out. I think it's Armin about 20, 25 yards out, gets in a good challenge on 25 yards out, so gets the ball, sort of heads it or deflects it forward, and it's just a class finish, isn't it? Again, Chaplin's got a little bit of time, a little bit of room on the edge of the box, probably right on the D there on the box, shifts it out of his feet, gets it on his good left foot, and absolutely buries it. The keeper's just static. Gets it out of his feet and hits it so early and absolutely buries it in the top right corner. He's a very, very good finisher, isn't he? He really is, especially from that range. Fantastic goal.
Yeah, I like how it kind of hits the corner of the net and kind of stays there, doesn't it, kind of thing. Yeah, quality
class,
finish.
Absolute class finish, yeah.
And I was kind of a little bit critical of Jackson's cameo as a sub to you. I just thought he got wrong-sided of the last man a few times when he could have got him. But he took his goal really well, didn't he? It had shades of, I don't know why, it felt like shades of Priskin against Arsenal. I don't know if anyone disagrees.
Okay, we were talking about he was a skipper for the thing, and Newton, number 18, when he led the sides out, we said, my God, look at the size of him. He looked huge, didn't he? He was playing left side in the back five there. And yeah, he just gets that. And Jackson, it's all Jackson. He dispossesses him about halfway in their half, doesn't he? He has a sort of clear run on goal. Yeah, confident enough for him. He almost sort of slips when he finishes, but good contact.
Yeah, right in the corner.
Buries it in the right corner. So 4-0, like I said, adequate performance. Good to get, as Joe said, good to get, you know, minutes into those academy lads. And not a total embarrassment for Buxton. I've got to say, 580. Great support,
yeah, great.
Isn't it? Superb, absolutely.
Great
superb.
Voice they were in,
yeah.
Weren't they?
They were in,
yeah,
great voice.
Absolutely brilliant, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, going through the usual slagging off the home support, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm sure Joe...
Couldn't really see from where we were, Joe. Did Tommy Miller get any sort of reception at all?
It didn't seem to, but he sort of didn't really sort of make himself known at the end of the game, if that makes sense. He stayed over with the Buxton players while they were doing the...
Yeah.
Sort of clapping the fans off for a long time because... There, but like it's interesting to see Kieran McKenna go across there and speaking to the Buxton goalkeeper for a long time just a classy bloke, isn't he, McKenna? Yeah, when you see him there, and Lee Grant going across there and speaking to all the players, and
nice
that.
Yeah, I guess if anyone Buxton sport, I'm not spoiled any in the chat, but some might be listening back to this. Certainly, quality support. I thought they were very vocal, travelled in good numbers, given the as you chatted to Tommy Miller about the changed kickoff time is a bit of a piss take for them, isn't it? But hopefully some good money is a real reward for that. And I was disappointed that Foz didn't mention it. We wish them well for the rest of the season, don't we? They're kind of fallen a little bit away, but it's their first time at that level and some games in hand that should see them right up to mid-table, shouldn't it?
Yeah, they've got a couple of games in hand. You should see them comfortable. No, fair play to them. And, certainly supporters look like they really enjoyed their evening.
Yeah, and Harry Bunn made an appearance, didn't he? It's just a shame we didn't get to see Granite, never mind. keep your thoughts coming in, folks.
Might be able to see Granite Xhaka in the third round.
Oh, there we go. Well, hold that thought. Segue. Here's Adam's crap draw, Reading away. Oh, we all love Reading.
Oh, yeah, that would be good. That would be horrible.
Good draw.
It?
He wants Norwich at home. I mean, we need to deal with the Norwich at home chat. God. Is that something that you guys want?
I think it'd be good to give him a game because especially at Portman Road, I think we'd give him a good game now. And whilst Dean Smith is getting pelters, I think losing the cup to us would really help. I'm due to be in Liverpool that weekend, so a trip to Goodison Park before it's destroyed would be a great draw. Everton away, one last visit to Goodison Park.
Not Anfield, Joe. If it's Anfield, you'd take.
I've been
that
to Anfield
well.
A few times. Yeah, never actually been to Goodison.
Have you not?
No, same. It's one to tick off before we lose it, Joe, and then enough to go to the new one.
And it's a great, great old ground, isn't it?
It is
always a good atmosphere there.
It's a brilliant ground. brilliant old ground. Yeah.
And if we can't get any way in, there'll be a good chance they won't sell out the home, and will they against us? So David's after Man United at home. That's a good draw. Away at Wrexham is Seb will be pretty happy. Seb. Are Wrexham still in the draw? I thought Wrexham.
They are. Yeah, they had a thumping 4-1 win against someone else.
Thank you.
Farnborough.
Lovely. There you go.
What about Chesterfield or Grimsby?
Oh, there you go, Joe. Oh, yeah, I was going to raise those two.
Cook. Away, wouldn't
for
fancy.
Grimsby, that. I raise you Chesterfield, and yeah, Paul Cook.
FPL Tractors wants one of the big six, preferably at home. Yeah. We were chatting about, I assume they're in the big six. I forget the kind of configuration these days. As much as Joe's looking for Goodison to tick a ground off, I've not gone to the Spurs stadium yet. For the NFL. West Ham would be good not to tick that one off for football. Athletics doesn't count, does it? So yeah, it would be good to tick off a ground, wouldn't it? That's what we want. Alex wants Norwich at home. Bad draw, Championship side away, excluding the road. Yeah. I mean, a League One team is also a crap draw, is it, guys? Or is it hashtag winnable?
Well, no, because if you get a team in our league or below, you'd expect to beat them, wouldn't you?
Just looking through who's left. Accrington, Stanley left. Barnes, the other wing. Charlton, Drew.
Come on, Andy Holt getting some more ticket money.
Oxford won. Yeah, Pompey. So
that shirt was worn at Accrington. I don't know if people can see the 18-19
Accrington
with the badge, the FA Cup badge on it as well. That was a gift, by the way, rather than printed.
Was it Jordan Spence's last ever game in an Ipswich shirt?
I think it might have been.
Someone's, isn't it? I remember Will Keane getting pelters from some other guys in the away end at the end of that game.
So was that the last?
You've been our better player.
It wasn't me, because I was standing next to Mallet, so he wouldn't have let me shout at Will Keane.
Was that our last third round opponent?
Yeah, that's why I put it up there. Yeah.
Somebody put a good stat in the chat as well, that this is the first time we've won two FA Cup ties in the same season since we signed John Walters off the back of beating Chester in the third round. Chester in the third round, Swansea in the fourth round, and this is the first time we've got through two rounds of the Cup since then.
I mean, magic of the FA Cup. Mullet, I assume, is on the back in your Everton pick there. Big Northern away draw. Keep them Northern. Gary's after Spurs or Arsenal away. Good. Pompey at home.
At home, CAC.
Yeah, don't pamper it.
Well, enough of them.
Top marks for the word.
Shame Darlington aren't still in the cut for Ian in the chat.
Yeah, we'll get to Ian. Yeah, good to see you with us. Romeo wants Man City at home or Spurs away.
Man City away.
Alex would hate at Huddersfield. They're off. Yeah, we'll see them in the old under-18s, won't we, in the FA Youth Cup. What else have we got here? Let's move on to some questions, shall we? What else have we got? Oh, there you go. I've seen the future, says Biles. We'll get City at home. Which one will win? And I can laugh. I'm like, yeah, well.
Hey, Rich, what about a Norwich doubleheader with the ladies team?
I'm sure we would love either Norwich home or away in the tier below, I think. And the last time we played them, I think, I'm not sure it was after we lost to City in the FA Cup. Quite convincing. 10-0 was definitely in my head. So definitely be up for that. Yep. What else have we got FA Cup wise? Before we go to some questions, not huge amount on FA Cup stuff. Apologies, I'm trying to skip around a little bit. Wrexham on Disney. Well, not sure it'll be live on Disney. What else have we got? All in the Gladys End, says Jules.
Yep. Been there, Jules.
There's your start. There's your start. You need to, I'm going to have to say Kel, but if I've mispronounced, let me know.
Kel.
And Ian, Darlington FC, unfortunately knocked out. So won't be able to do that. But Ipswich Town Football Culture, East Anglian Derby at Portman Road.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like home comforts. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home advantage with Mook Delivery. You win. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Whether you need a VPN to protect your world online, to allow you to change your worldwide location virtually, or maybe a bit of both, NordVPN gives you the freedom to do so. NordVPN also allows you to stream TV shows, films, and even sporting events which aren't available in your local region, changing to a country which is showing that content, meaning you can switch as seamlessly as a Kira McKenna in-game tactical tweak with just one click. But that's not all. NordVPN can also look after you while online, preventing your card details and passwords from falling into the wrong hands, safeguarding your personal and sensitive information from harm. Think of it as a cyber Sam Morsey, offering protection to your own personal back four, but with far fewer yellow cards. NordVPN is available for the price of a cup of Bovril per month, and one account can be used across six different devices. Visit nordvpn.com/Blue Monday or click the link in the podcast description for more information about the offer and a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee trial period. You'll also be helping out the pod by subscribing.
Let's go through some of these, the extra bits and pieces of questions here, guys. Firstly, injury-wise, Joe, do you want to start talking about squad depth and that kind of stuff before?
Yeah, so I've just scrolled this out, and I don't think I've missed anyone, but when you look at it, and the areas you're covered in, you've got, obviously, you've got your three keepers there. Right backs, you're now Donatian and KVY. Left back is just Leif Davis and then probably KVY covering that. Still got your four centre-backs, Wolf, Edmondson, Burgess and Keogh. Central midfield, you've really only got Morsey and Humphreys. You've got Ladapo and Ahadmi as strikers, and then behind the striker, you've sort of got Jackson, Edwards, Burns and Chaplin. But you look at that, that's 15 fit outfield players. So you're talking in a match day squad, we're probably going to need to play, put one of the youngsters who played today on the bench just in a league game on a Friday night, where when you look at all the players you've got out injured, you've obviously got Greg Lee now, you've got Dominic Ball, Panucci Kamara, Lee Evans, Sonny Aluko, Marcus Harness, Therese John-Jules. There's a lot of senior players out, isn't it? And the way it's fallen as well means that, like I said, we played Cam Humphreys for 45 minutes tonight, Sam Morsey for 60 minutes. I don't think anyone was expecting to see Luke Wolfenden and Tawanda Chirera as a midfield partnership today.
Yeah, Joe, were they? What's your take on him playing in that advanced role?
Defensive midfield. Kind of free role, wasn't it?
I've never seen him play there ever from it's going back from when, he was, though, a, when he was a school when he was a schoolboy playing for the under-18s. He's always played centre-back or right-back, but it was very hard to know.
Yeah.
You couldn't judge anything today because by the time he came on, Buxton were absolutely dead on their feet at that point, and we just dominated the ball and he passed it about. But so I think it's going to be very much a needs must. I'd almost expect someone like Chirera to play there ahead of Wolfenden if needs must that way. But what do we do? What do we do in January? What do people think? For me personally, the obvious and easy solution is just to recall Idris Elmezouni straight away. Get him back into that midfield.
No brainer, Joe.
Because where are you going to find somebody who's playing every week, so is up to match speed, is available, is willing and wanting to come?
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter if he is or not. We have his rights on that side. Who knows the squad, who did pre-season with the squad, who, I say, you're just going to struggle to thread that eye of a needle of trying to recruit someone who's fit and ready to go. And for all the talk of Lee Evans being back in January time, well, last January he did his knee and was out for the season. He's come back, just about got fit, played 10 games, 12 games, has got injured again and he's been out for, will be out for sort of 2-3 months. At that age, can you really, I know he's not old, but at 30, when he's had two bad injuries in 8 months, can you rely on him to stay fit for the rest of the season? Dominic Ball is out for the season. Kamara, well, we don't know on him, but he could easily be out for a few more months if he's feeling that groin again. And I think Elmezouni is just the obvious one that you get in to play.
Christ, Chad, the way you're speaking, there might even be a recall for Player of the Year from Exeter City.
Yeah. But like for Harper, it does seem his ship has sailed at Ipswich Town, doesn't it?
Elmezouni is the obvious one, isn't he?
Yeah. Forgot to mention Matt Ward, who made a brief cameo as well, Joe. Play right wing, pacey, isn't he? Presumably he's going to low down the pecking order at the moment.
Yeah, but he had a really good pre-season last year, actually. And when Paul Cook was here playing in that sort of right-sided forward role, had a few involvements with the first team, I think scored a couple of goals. Really quick, good feet, and he's consistently scored goals for the under-23s. And I think he's a player, but he's someone that sort of came into the academy system quite late. I think we signed him from Wroxham. I think he'd been abroad, maybe in China before that, and came back, I assume, with parents' work. I don't know at that age, but he came back, played for Wroxham, did well for them in the Youth Cups, moved into their first team. We snapped him up quite quickly and gave him a professional deal. So hopefully he's somebody that can be inspired by playing for the first team tonight, and that give him a real lift and push on, because like I say, there's opportunities there for these young players over the next, how many games we've got left this year? Seven, is it, before the transfer window opens? Or even when it opens, you've got Lincoln on the 2nd of January, so you're going to struggle to get anyone back in and in the squad for that, aren't you? It's only a day after it opens, but
it's going to be an interesting few weeks for our recruitment team, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Let's go to the chat. Mullet, where on the Lee Chapman to Paul Mariner scale, Dave, are we placing ahead? Me jumped ahead of Kwana tonight.
I think the jury's still out, Mullet. I think, to be fair to Gas, I think the jury's still out. Still looks a little bit raw, doesn't he? But I'm sure he'll come good.
Really get involved in the build-up play much, did he? But I don't know whether that's just because there wasn't really any need to involve him because we were playing so high up the pitch. And I'd say he had 8 shots tonight, 6 headers and there. And it's like, well, this is what we need, somebody to get their head on the ball, their foot on the ball. And there's a lot of crosses go in. And I'd say
hit the post second half, that goes in. He's got 2 goals.
All we need from him is, like, for the start of the season, we've basically played Ladapo for 60 minutes and then John Jules for the last 30. The next game, he played John Jules for 60, Ladapo for the last 30. Well, Ladapo will need to be playing the 60, 70 minutes. And all we need from Ahadmi is him just being able to come on for 20, 25 minutes a game, pick up if he can score 5 goals between now and the end of the season and be a presence and relieve that pressure on Ladapo. Then he's done more than done his job this season.
Yeah, and we saw against Bristol Rovers that he can get stuck in. He obviously I'm trying to remember the guy's name. Got someone sent off Bristol Rovers, didn't he? So he's a handful. We know that. So he just needs to get up to fitness, doesn't he? So,
yeah.
I don't know whether you know the answer to this one, Joe. The AstroTurf around Portman Road pitch, will it be blue once it's replaced? I'm not sure.
No idea. Sounds like Barnes is setting a fact there, doesn't it? But I don't know.
No, Joe is our man on the inside, but not necessarily on the planning permission of. of what's going on at Portman Road, but we'll keep an eye on that, Miles. It'd be nice to try and make something of it, but it'd be quite jarring, wouldn't it, to see? But definitely that Astros being replaced. It looked a bit ropey today, didn't it, in all that rain. Dave, your thoughts on Edwards? How did he play tonight? Did he play wide?
I think he did okay. You spoke afterwards and thought he was one of the sort of better players tonight, but sort of had a pretty good game. Then he's always looking to take on his man, and one that, you know, he's lovely feet and he had a lovely bit of skill second half. He turned his man inside out and just got that ability to sort of clip those balls to the back post, doesn't he? So, yeah, did he have too much effect on the game? Or had an assist, obviously, for the second goal. I thought generally looked lively enough, didn't he?
And he's definitely playing wide as well, isn't he?
Between Chirera, Armin and Edwards, they had a really nice partnership down the left, played some nice football. They did there, so
some good overlaps and all that kind of stuff.
And Edwards is realistically going to need to be starting for us in the league, isn't he, now with Harness out?
He's got so much ability, hasn't he, Joe? You look at him, he's got the lot, because he's two-footed. He can go either way, can't he? He just looks...
Sparse players.
I think he's earned a start in the league as well.
I agree.
I know he's probably only getting it because of the injury now, but I think he's earned it with the way he's played in recent weeks.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yep. Ian, your favourite Darlington FC fan, bat, that's what we want. Hope you're well. 2-1 winners yesterday, up to second. There you go, not bad for a part-time fan and club. Come on, Darla. Yeah, good luck to them and their trying to get back up the Football League pyramid. That's what we want.
What level? Are they in the Northern Premier, like
Buxton? I think they're National League North, aren't they?
It's a National League North.
So in Buxton's...
Buxton's
league. That is National League North, sorry, Buxton. They are in that division, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of love for him. There you go. He's a fan of Darlington and of live streams. Just this one. Where are we? Dave, off on a tangent, I know, but I can see why they're desperate to upgrade the pitch. Players slipping everywhere tonight did seem a little heavy to me. It's cut up a little bit in the last few weeks, but conditions, lousy.
Conditions were awful.
Heavy pitch. Did, Dave, do you watch the big match Revisited, mate? Heavy pitch. It's like carpet, man.
Good comparison to the live. No, yeah.
I must admit, where I sit a lot closer and players are slipping. I mean, it's always well watered, and Christ, it was wet enough tonight anyway. But yeah, players, he's probably got a point there. Players do seem to slip on it a lot, actually.
Get your studs out.
But I think the problem is today, though, is that playing a game like that in that weather condition will really have long-term effects on the pitch throughout the rest of the season. If that was a training ground, the groundsman would be standing there with a shotgun looking at anyone trying to get on that pitch to have a kick about. There's no way he'd let you on there because it just kills it there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Like I say, playing 90 minutes on that pitch in those conditions tonight will be bad for us in the long term.
Yeah. Barles, we done well. Lots of League One teams are doing exactly the same comments. Portman are just defending. Makes the games ugly, makes us ugly, but we break them down. We get results. Hopefully a promotion we must accept. We will grind ourselves out of this league.
I hope so,
Dave, that we're starting to see that. I know we've had a few Lincoln and Cheltenham, particularly home games, where we've just not been able to get the points that our passing dominance has merited. But we are grinding out some results this season, aren't we? And it is going to be a fight.
I think we are. And teams will come and park. But you know, we look injuries to one side. We look our general fitness of the squad looks to be on a much, much higher level than it has been in previous seasons, which is a thing, you know, and probably need to with the game and the press that we play. But let's hope those games like Lincoln and Cheltenham, are few and far between, because yeah, look, the odds are, I mean, we saw how many shots, what we had, 62 over the two games, at something like 60 odd attempts on goal. I mean, yeah, surely law of averages, you're not gonna have too many of those games, I would certainly hope. But Joe's right, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be a tough seven, eight games till the transfer window, and the squad is gonna be stretched to the bones, isn't it? And yeah. God forbid, touch wood and everything, that we pick up any more.
Well, this is maybe where Sheffield Wednesday start to maybe take the lead, don't they? Because they've got that depth and they don't appear to be having those injuries, Plymouth and us seem to be struggling at the same time, don't we?
Yeah.
I'll stick with you on this point. We've got Joe's view on it, but we've got questions in the chat, so I have to put it to you as well, Dave, because we were a little bit excited about this, like giggling schoolgirls we were. Does the Chantry PLO have a future as a holding central midfielder? How did Wolfie do it? We were enjoying his performance.
We were loving it, didn't it? But I think Joe's quite right where he said you've got to have to put it slightly into context of the... Well, you do. I'm sorry, you do. He came on the hour. He looked comfortable, didn't he? He did look comfortable in the time.
I think he enjoyed it.
And the times he sat on the ball and I said to you, I said, look, he's dying to just put his foot on the ball and spray a ball out, letting Lee Evans style. And he did once or twice. Look, yeah, he's a thorough, but he's a nice looking footballer, isn't he? He always looks comfortable on the ball. But yeah, I think Joe's right. It would be fairly desperate measures for him to play there in a sort of fairly crucial league game, I think.
True. Michael wants non-league teams all the way to quarterfinals. I mean, do we want to progress? We've been bemoaning a few, like before Tuesday night, we all wanted a trip to Wembley, and now we're quite phlegmatic about losing to Portsmouth and not having the congestion. But do we want to progress through the FA Cup? I mean, there's some money there, isn't there? But Joe, what's your thoughts?
Well, I always want to progress in the Caps. Ultimately, winning breeds winning.
Winning.
Yeah, it does.
We've thrown away the Milton and the 91-92 promotion season, and they went to Anfield, didn't they?
I say we've thrown away cup competitions for the last 15 years, and what good has it done us? It's not like we've been flying up the leagues, we've been chucking all these cup games, is it? All we've done is just lose cup games and not do well in the league. So maybe you need a season where you do well, and yeah, we're not going to win the FA Cup. We all know that, but you want to lose to a side that's better than you, not just to a side that you should beat and come away from frustrated from it. And especially in the FA Cup, I think someone made a point in the Telegram earlier. It's a good thing as well that because we're in the FA Cup third round, that means we now move our league game, which was due to be on January the 6th. So it gives us longer to get transfers in because we're pushing our fixtures back. And if we get to the fourth round, that's another fixture pushed back to when hopefully our squad is in a better shape than it will be at that point.
Yep. So I reckon it's either then Wrexham, Hartlepool or Boreham Wood. Dagenham is still in the draw.
Dagenham, nice and local, been there before. Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dave's predicting the Spurs away and 2-0 town. There you go. And FPL Tractor's going for a very biased Charlton away draw for the women's against Championship opposition. I think that's just round the corner for FPL.
It's on his doorstep.
There you go. Well, it's going to keep going on this. Dave, sign Will Keane and we don't need a midfield anyway. Your take. Is he going to drop down? Why would he? I keep seeing this mentioned.
Is he out of contract, but is he playing regularly at the moment?
Is he
getting a ring?
He's a starter.
I don't see it.
Wigan are in a bit of a mess, though, aren't they? They've not paid the wages the last few times. They gave the manager a new 3-year contract and sacked him the week after. By all accounts, I think, Phil Ham reported in the on TWTD that we were close to getting him at the end of the season, but the reason we didn't is because he was signing a new contract at Wigan. Well, has he signed that contract? Who knows with what's going on there? We can offer him a longer term deal. I think he's a player that you'd sign because you think he'd could go up to the Championship with you, isn't he, as well? And I'd say we spent summer chasing strikers and we end up with Gas, didn't we? And that wasn't the sort of target we were after. And I think we'll be going back in big for a striker again in January. But you're going to be looking at players effectively that are contracts up in the summer and maybe you can get them away for a small fee.
Again, has George Hurst been starting at all?
I think he missed a penalty in an early game.
Missed a penalty, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He hasn't really played much since then, but maybe. But he did sign a new contract at Leicester on 20-odd
Yeah,
grand
he
a week,
did. That's
so
true.
He sort of becomes unobtainable in the long term, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Will Keane, Jordan Rhodes, just throw him out.
Connor Wickham. Wickham's out of contract in January, isn't he? Scored a penalty for Forest Green at the weekend. Looks
short term.
Maybe. Could do worse.
Absolutely, could do
Romeo,
worse.
Romeo, he's on the Elmers. Get Elmers back. No, not ideal to interrupt his loan.
If he's going to play, Romeo. If he's going to play.
He's going to play.
Yeah.
Alex wants a good centre-back to come in. Our weakest area of the team. That's controversial. We've got plenty of cover there, haven't we?
Yeah, I think we're all right there.
Even Keogh can come in, can't he? So, yeah, we would humbly disagree, Alex, but of course we respect your opinion. Matt's given us some history of ITFC women in Norwich, beating them the last four times we've played them, most recently 3-1 at the Nest. Is that what they call their ground? That's pathetic.
Carrow Road used to be called the Nest.
FA Cup third round qualifying round, apologies, last game before the second there you go. I think FPL, we've dealt with that. Do you think with our injuries we'll get a free transfer in to cover now? Are we covering now? There's not a huge amount of stuff out there, is there, guys? Any names that you've...
Contract.
Leandro Bacuna is a name that I chucked out there. Tom Carroll.
Was someone throwing about Massimo Luongo last
He's at Borough, week. But I think his contract's in January, isn't he?
But if you brought him in, you'd have to play him every week. He wouldn't sign here to not play. I think the other one was Izzy Brown. I don't think
Izzy Brown was the other one.
Since he left Preston in the summer.
Yeah.
But he didn't play for them all last season.
Alex is back with two strikers of Telegram being discussed, Whittaker and Keane. Neither of those feel like we can answer the question as well, but I kind of feel like Whittaker is more about unsettling Plymouth than maybe
that would be a piss
viable
take,
option,
that
but
one.
Cool. Marcus Stewart-esque type signing. But if I was to offer you Whittaker or Keane, which one fits our lineup, Joe, better for you?
I think you just would take Whittaker because he's a good player and it would weaken a rival as well as strengthen us.
You having that, Dave?
He looks class, doesn't he? Absolute class, all round player.
Yeah.
And when I spoke with Ben about this on the pod the other week, and he basically said that Swansea just picked him up from Derby almost like as he's available, we'll get him, but they've never really had a plan for him or never really seemed to have rated him. So if they could get a fee for him, I think they'd probably cash in.
Watch the space. FPL Tractor with a name like Gas. Surely his prices go up. Current affairs.
He'll get 20% better in March.
depressing. We've got Jules talking about Wickham as well. Apologies, I'm a little bit behind on the chat. A lot of love for Alan Armstrong in the chat as well, mentioned by Ian.
Is he free?
Is he? He can do a job. Outside of the boot.
What a job he did. Wow.
Yeah. What else? Yeah, looking at the World Cup, players seem to be playing in slippers now. Yeah, a lot of people getting trouble on toes. Have we got an issue with the ball, by the way? This is the latest kind of conspiracy theory. Have you guys got any thoughts on whether the ball is too light and that's why we're getting these nil-nils? Because players' shots keep shooting over the bar. Have you seen this?
No? This is just Chris, I think.
Poor technique, if you ask me.
Get your knee over the ball and it won't happen.
Messi showed him the way, didn't he? He showed him the way.
Yeah. Ian reminding us, cup games, free money, simples.
Yep.
Also, do you remember Billy Clark? We do remember Billy Clark, yeah.
Another player with a nice left foot. Similar to Connor Chaplin, some of his finishes were, weren't they?
Very, very similar, Joe, yeah.
I don't know whether this is a good or a crap draw for Graham Tate, but he's chucked in Chesterfield there. Bit of
Dobbs would be up for that one, wouldn't he, Joe?
Yeah. Lovely goal for Dobber yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
as always, he has to give a bit to the other team's fans after he scores as well.
If we had Chesterfield, old Dobbs, that'd be a red card just hanging there, wouldn't it?
Ness is next to the airport for people who need to plan their trip for Norwich away.
I can take my private jet to watch the game.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's do some plugs before we finish on Fleetwood. If you've got any good ties or crap ties for the third round, we want to hear from you. Any final questions or shout outs, we'll also get those involved as well. But worth mentioning, as always, that we are back next. Well, we've got a Friday night game. We'll still be here on Sunday, I think. To talk about Fleetwood. Thursday night, we'll figure out whether it's a pre-record or a live pre-match show. Probably Seb and I back in the host chair, that's just me. But Seb and I back for pre-match next week. We'll figure out whether we do a midweek show as well. There might be a kind of a hypothetical preemptive transfer special with Joe in the hot seat and his pen and paper doing some strategizing, which if you want that, then let us know in the chat.
I'll get a whiteboard out.
We'll get you an iPad with moving players around and stuff like that. Yeah, we'll get Mark Ashton and his dashboard out, the Joe equivalent. Worth noting from tomorrow, and I think this is our last promo before Christmas, 15% off in the merch store and free shipping, which is, we know, is a big chunky bit of the cost to buy our merch. So now is the time to buy for Christmas, for yourself, for any loved ones who want Blue Monday branded goods. Now is the time to sort yourself out. And worth also getting involved in the Telegram group. We say that the chat continues. It's been good on the match day chat today. Good. Joe has prompted the conversation about transfers, but plenty going on, guys, isn't there, on the Telegram group? Your phone's constantly going off with alerts, I'm sure, guys, but we recommend people join us on Telegram, don't we? Yes, we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, both looking away. Though. Both have got eyes down. Come on, guys, help me.
I was checking Telegram.
Is he on Telegram? Jay's on Telegram.
So was I.
Yeah, good. Professionalism is. And worth noting that we still got shows from last week that you can catch up on. Another Q&A with Ben, Seb, Joe, anyone else? Craig. Have I mentioned Craig? Yeah, it was a foursome at one point, wasn't it? And David Johnston tribute with... Dave giving us his recollections of John Tina.
Good tribute to this evening as well.
As Matt mentioned, good tribute for him as well, ahead of the game. So all good there. Let's talk about Fleetwood then, guys. 17th in League One. Also FA Cup winners against non-league opposition yesterday against Ebbsfleet. Last time out, a very dramatic defeat to Bolton, having been one up for most of the game and then 2-1 in injury time off a line in the 96th minute or something. Scott Brown in charge there. The Toto Nciala derby, he's been starting for them, 13 starts, but Carlos Mendes Gomez probably the player on form for them with 5 goals. Your thoughts on Friday night action? Weird split of games.
Four games in a row, four home games in a row, all on different days. I'm sure the Renegade Statman will tell us about the record that we've gone
over that.
It's going to be Tuesday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, and the Saturday's at 12:30 as well. But I say, whenever I've seen Fleetwood this year, they've tended to pick up a decent result and a lot of draws, haven't they? I think they've got 10 draws maybe from 19 games this season, and they seem to be a tough side to beat. So obviously, you know what's going to be, the game's going to be like on Friday night, isn't it? All those men behind the ball as we try and break him down. But no, they're a decent side. You can always rely on Toto Nciala to have a rick in him, so hopefully he'll slash one of our many crosses in his own net.
Toto against Ladapo could be an interesting battle up there. Yeah, what did we draw with him at home? I can't remember that Morton score.
No, at home it was Salina last minute, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a Salina goal, wasn't it? Yeah. Brilliant. So are you excited, Dave? Sorry?
Are you excited by it? I mean, under the lights is always fun.
Friday night,
it?
Under the lights, what's not to like? We said, Dan, when we spoke this evening, that it's a weird split of games because it's like half the games on Friday evening. Like I think we said, six fixtures, League One fixtures on Friday evening, and the rest are on Saturday, which is quite odd.
I think it's because England could potentially be playing, isn't it? So they've tried to move the game away from that.
England could potentially be playing Saturday.
I think if we come second group in
B,
the group,
runner up.
Yeah, if we come second in the group, we'd be playing on a Saturday.
Joe,
what have you got in your hand there, Joe?
Power Ranger.
Nice.
As you do.
I just respect to the White
if
Ranger.
If there's stuff in front of me, I just fiddle with it.
So sorry. So just done it. So England could be, if they finish second, could be playing when? Or will be playing
Saturday.
When?
We'll be playing Saturday at 3 o'clock, I think.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
do we
feel sorry for Fleetwood fans on a Friday night traveling down a Portman Road? It's not going to be a bustling away end, is it?
I don't think they'll have as many as Buxton on a Sunday evening, will they?
I think even on the Saturday game last year, they only brought a couple of hundred down. So I don't think there's going to be too many people missing out. But yeah, it's an impossible trip on a Friday night, isn't it? It's a day off. It's a day off work, isn't it?
It is
horrible.
Yeah.
And it's going to. And I think we've got to be prepared for more of the same. You know, Lincoln, Cheltenham, low block, then behind the ball, and patience again, probably.
Yeah,
get an early goal.
Yeah, that's the strategy. We'll be back to talk about it both in advance and after the fact. Hopefully positivity to talk about as well. So please join us live for that, both on the pre-match and the flagship show. Thank you everyone who's joined us and stuck with us throughout, and really solid numbers. So maybe we'll stick 9 o'clock in there every now and then if that's preferred. We haven't really taken advantage of being post-Watershed apart from Clive Thomas. So if anyone wants to say goodbye with an F or a Jeff, then I'll allow it, given we're 50-odd minutes in. But thank you, everyone. Please do give us a thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube. We see the people on Facebook. Matt and Biles have given us a thumbs on Facebook. So thank you guys for that. Do subscribe as well. Get involved in the shows next week. Plenty of stuff coming your way. As we mentioned, Telegram. Thank you, David, for the plug for Telegram. It is brilliant. We do enjoy it. So head over there. It's free for a couple of weeks and there are five thereafter. Go on, Dave.
Sorry. Thanks for your continued generosity, David.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, really do.
FBL, love my BM hoodie. So warm, it pays for itself. indeed. Very much enjoying those. Got even more Darlow facts here. Jason DeVos and Ian Miller. Oh, excited. There you go. Yeah.
Dusty.
Played for both. Yeah. Toto fans' favourite. I know he's played all the games, Michael, so obviously doing all right there. So we shall see. COD Supper Friday night, says Romeo in the pun-tastic message there. 3 p.m. kickoff, what's that? Yeah, exactly right. We'll get used to it, Michael, when we're in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Thank God it was a Power Ranger, says Jules. Ian, say goodnight. Matt, thanks for joining us. Cheers to David. 4-4 F2, get that in there.
Man.
Cheers to Romeo. Cheers to David. Don't know what Steven's on about there. Wash hands. Yeah, I mean, good. Always be doing that. Rule Fox, that not enough? Oh, Rule Fox.
Rule Fox. I think his parents must have lived on Sheldrake Drive somewhere. Dave will know. And we were. I was out once, and I was around my friends. We found out that Rule Fox was at his parents' house, so I took Rule Fox Tottenham Pog around. We knocked on his door and got him to autograph my Pog.
Sheldrake Drive, just up from Afton Road,
probably only another 20 houses up from Afton Road down there.
Yeah, no, getting towards Gusford School. I always thought
the other way, sort of up the hill.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I always thought he was a Witten lad, though, Rule Fox, really? Chandler.
I thought he was.
He was at this house, so we went and knocked on the door.
You stalked him to Sheldrake Drive.
I was only 9 or 10, but we were hanging around the bottom shops anyway.
I just need to remind you guys, we are still live. Yeah,
thank
you.
No good.
Who
up
knows
no
where
good.
We get to on the Blue
up
Monday
no good
flagship
down
show.
God,
there you go. Cheers to Mullet. Rob, great show. Thank you. Sorry I was 20 minutes late. That's fine. Make sure you're on time next time. We do take attendance.
Yeah,
thumbs up to Julian. Thanks for being with us. Clapping, Stephen. Thank you very much, Matt. I'll say something rude, Grant Holt. And all the best from sunny Brisbane. And Jules corroborating Witten lad. There you go, Rule Fox. Dave, say goodbye.
Cheers, everyone.
Joe, say goodbye.
See you later.
Have a good week, everyone. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you soon.
It's the promotion running. Everyone is gathered round to watch. The McNuggets share boxes are there, offering much needed distraction. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, but in you swoop to steal the last nuggets and claim all 3 points. Oh, and there is the Harry Clark fist pump to celebrate. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in at participating restaurants.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.